Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thank you very much, Trevor. As we continue on, welcome back here on QAM. Hope all is having a good start to their Thursday morning. A lot of people off of work today, so
everybody's just in a good mood. The Panthers, yeah. They've won the Stanley Cup. A couple days off, a parade.
Parade's coming to town.
Sunday, we're going to be at Lulu's Bait Shop in Fort Lauderdale. Yes. This weekend for the parade. It's just everybody's in a good mood.
Sounds to me like we'll be getting some seafood.
Ooh.
Is that right? Am I guessing right on that one, Dan? I hear bait, and yeah. I'm thinking seafood. We did mention the Panthers ratings, and I know that people are interested in this stuff. And again, no need to get all you know fired up about it or anything like that. But game six. Oilers and Panthers averaged 2.8 million viewers across TNT and True TV. That is down 33% versus last year's Game 6 between the same two teams on ABC. So I do think a lot has to do with the fact that it was not on regular old broadcast television there. It was on cable, so you'd either need a cable subscription,
right,
or family member's password to get onto the Max app to watch the thing. So you need one of those things, but again, 2.8 for that game. And the NBA finals, they are at a major low here as well. The game 5 between the Pacers and Thunder averaged 9.5 million viewers on ABC. That is down 22% from last year, the Mavs and Celtics, which was up at over 12 million viewers. So that one is down significantly as well. I don't know if this is because of streaming, if this is because of different people with, what do they call them, fire sticks?
Roku sticks, fire sticks.
So anyway.
And a lot of people have cut the cord. That's just the fact now. So maybe they just have Netflix. Maybe they just have Hulu. So it's a little harder to legally stream some of these live sporting events.
Yeah. So anyway, those are the ratings for those few games. If you were following along with the sports world yesterday, you saw that the Lakers sold for $10 billion. Feel like you need to do like the Dr. Evil pinky when you say that. That is a big, big number for the Los Angeles Lakers.
$1 million.
And Trevor was ready to go with that.
We got to update that, by the way.
Trevor was ready to go. Look at that, man. Nicely done there. By the way, I am looking because someone said that Lulu's is a bar. I'm looking at their full menu right now, Dan, and it looks delicious.
Uh-oh. So
I'm looking forward to getting out there.
How much do you think the Heat will go for, you think? If the Arison family sold a team,
man, that's a great question. 6, 7, 8 million.
I would say
$8 billion.
Then the Bucks went for like the Suns went for like a couple billion.
Yeah, I mean, but the Heat.
You have three titles.
It's a desirable franchise.
It's a desirable location, too.
The Lakers are the Lakers, though, man.
That's a worldwide brand with a worldwide player, two worldwide players right now on it.
You could certainly make the case that the Lakers are the most well-known professional sports franchise in the world. I mean, you could certainly
Because basketball is such
case.
A universal sport. You know, baseball is big in parts of the world. Football is really big here in the United States, although they swear they can play in Brazil and play in England and play all those other places. But the whole world watches basketball. So probably the Lakers are the most trademarked, most signature franchise worldwide. Anywhere you go, you can see Lakers gear.
And I will tell you from a basketball standpoint, I'm very intrigued to see what they do as far as who they're going to put to play alongside LeBron and Luka, because I would like to see LeBron go out with a bang.
Just one more.
You know, I would like to see them, it's tough to say win one more because that would come at the expense of our team down here, but I would like to see LeBron go out in a nice way. I mean, right now, like, you know, the team's kind of struggling. I mean, we're not able to get far in the playoffs this year.
They were a three seed, though.
I know, but I still would like to see them make some noise at least before LeBron hangs it up. I can't believe he is still going at the speed he's going at that age.
Remember, his stats last year were comparable to his stats when he won the MVP here in Miami.
Yeah.
Comparable.
It is scary what that guy is doing so late in his career. And it really is amazing, Dan, and it makes you feel like, I don't know, man, it makes me feel like I'm older in terrible shape or maybe a combination of both, because I'm only 2 years older than Brad Marchand, and that guy's out there, and who is it, Corey Perry, right, for Edmonton, who's older than me.
Yeah.
LeBron's a year older than me, so you see all this stuff, and it's like, man, I might need to hit the gym.
Yeah, and Brad Marchand yesterday was triple fist, and he had a quote-unquote...
Yeah, that was impressive.
He had a coffee, which was probably... Yeah. The coffee was probably a mixed drink. He had maybe like a twisted tea, a spiked tea or something like that, and then was it a beer or champagne in his underarm, Mike?
Yeah, I've never heard of the elbow beer.
Yeah.
But that was very impressive yesterday. So that's everything going on in sports right now. We might have our final sporting event here outside of baseball
tonight. I'm really nervous about tonight, to be honest with you. And it sounds bad, but I'm worried about Tyrese Halliburton because he has that strained calf, and I just have memories of years ago in the NBA Finals when Kevin Durant went out there on a strained calf and he tore his ACL. It was like a precursor, and I would hate to see Tyrese Halliburton go out there and maybe possibly further injure himself in a game that, whether he plays his best or not, possibly could have the same outcome with OKC winning, or at least a 7-game series. So I'm going to be holding my breath tonight a little bit for Tyrese Halliburton, hoping that no further injury happens, because you'd hate to see that. But the world was ready to crown Indiana the world champion.
It would have been a cool story.
After game one and three. Yeah,
they're nutty about basketball over there. It would have definitely been a very cool story. Not a cool story, though. We have a little situation here in the NFL with a rookie quarterback we will get to when we come back. This was published, let's see here, Dan, very late, looks like updated here. We will get to that when we come back. We had one of our rookie quarterbacks had a little problem early Tuesday morning, so we'll get to that. By the way, it's not Cam Ward. Whew. Just get that out of the way. It was obviously not Cam Ward. But we had a quarterback have a little bit of trouble, and as I'm flipping through TMZ last night, Antonio Brown doing a live stream. He has a warrant out for his arrest, as you know, for attempted murder.
It was outside of a fight here in Miami, too, wasn't it?
When does the joking stop, man? Like, I don't get with this guy.
My respect for Mike Tomlin is unbelievable. That Mike Tomlin apparently put up with some of this craziness all those years.
How about Tom Brady?
Yeah.
Did it twice?
He lives with Tom Brady, too.
Amazing. Amazing stuff. All right, we got a lot of stuff to get to. Alex Solana is going to join us in a little bit as well. So we got a lot of stuff. Dave Dwork, my former radio partner, he's covering the Florida Panthers right now, does a tremendous job on the hockey show with with Roy Bellamy. So we'll talk to him as well as the Panthers get set for a parade on Sunday. And then, unfortunately for the Panthers, they have to start getting into that talk of like who can stay and who can go and all that stuff, because there are a few names that are on that list. So we'll get to those with Dave as well as we continue on here on QAM. Welcome.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Come back in here on WQAM, Hollywood, Dan Day, Trevor along here with you. I hope everyone's having a good start to their Thursday morning. If you're off of work today, enjoy your day off. Get ready for a parade on Sunday. We'll have Solana stop by with us in a bit here. How about this, man? This didn't take long. Shedeur Sanders has made TMZ, and it is never usually good when you're gracing the TMZ pages. Shedeur Sanders busted for speeding, allegedly going 101 miles per hour in a 60 mile an hour zone.
Okay.
Early Tuesday morning.
It's been a rough little patch for Shedeur Sanders, falling in the draft, and now, although, yeah, I mean, everybody speeds every once in a while, but it's at 12:24 a.m. Okay.
Ohio speed, highway department. It's not fun to deal with anyways. I'll
now,
tell you that for sure.
So he was issued a citation. He'll be able to plead his case in front of a judge on July 3rd, it says, or just pay a $250 fine and move on. I mean, look, obviously, he's going to move past this, but these are the kinds of things, and it's crazy because we actually saw Henry Ruggs yesterday. They came out with some news that he might, you know, end up getting released here pretty soon. And I know Omar and I were talking about that yesterday during one of the breaks. When something like this happens, you know, obviously you move on from it, but man, you hope this guy learned his lesson, because these are the kinds of things that these things can end poorly, as we have seen. And I know the Henry Ruggs thing had to do with drinking, and this one certainly didn't. But
thank goodness,
you know, man, you're driving 100 something miles an hour. That can end poorly, and glad that it didn't here for Shedeur Sanders, because I think he's going to be a very intriguing prospect to watch. I mean, obviously, like, I do want to see, you know, how he plays. But man, this is just—he's
obviously doing
just really
something
stupid here.
Yeah, and you hope it's not just an amalgamation of things that just keep piling on, snowball effect. But he's obviously doing some things in camp, because there's talk that the Browns might keep—and this is hard to believe—4 quarterbacks on their roster this year, because they've got Joe Flacco. They have Jameis Winston. They have Dylan Gabriel, and they have Shedeur Sanders, and they're thinking about keeping all 4 of them. And you would think, you know, last man out would be possibly Shedeur Sanders, because they took him in the 5th round. So Yeah, he's got to be doing some stuff, but yeah, driving. And why? I mean, this is the first thing I would do, Danny, if I were a millionaire. And Shador has plenty of money with the NIL, and now he's going to be a pro player for a while. I'd have my guy, a friend of mine, just be my chauffeur, so I don't have to worry about driving.
Yeah, I just, for the life of me, I don't understand these things, man. And like, to go back to the Henry Ruggs thing too, like, I just don't get it. It is so easy now to call a car. You're right. It is just so easy. These guys make so much money, and that's not even the point. But, and man, I know just...
the NFL has chauffeur service, and you know, you, if you don't want to drive or if you want to go out and party, they'll pay for it. Now, a lot of players opt not to do that because it is a way to track their partying, and they don't want to do that. So I understand that. Brian Monroe, who, of course, played with the Canes and was a punter in the NFL, said that guys wouldn't do it because – even though they say, like, oh, we want you to take advantage of the chauffeur service, they also come in and say, oh, you were out last night, we see. And you're like, how, what do you mean? Like, we use the chauffeur service. But there's so many options now that I just don't see how getting in trouble like that as a professional athlete or celebrity even happens.
Yeah. I mean, you would, especially as a rookie, too. Like, you'd think you'd want to lay a little bit low here and not do any of that kind of stuff. Let's see a couple of texts coming in here. How the hell did TMZ get alerted about the Sanders ticket? I'm going to guess, and I am not a lawyer, but I'm guessing he got cited for reckless driving, right? Going up 101 and a 60.
Well, have you ever been in a newsroom? There's something called a scanner that everyone listens to. And yeah, there's also public knowledge and public record that...
And this is a high-profile dude, yeah. And TMZ is real good at this.
Yeah, they're very nice. They're very nice.
Could you imagine working at TMZ? Being one of those people that, like, has to hide in the bushes and take pictures of people while they're, like, enjoying their private time.
It's the sweatiest room that you're ever going to have to work in. Oh, man.
That stuff, I'm not a big fan of, like, when you see people, like, you know, they're like, oh, Tom Brady's on a boat, like, with his, you know, his kids. And it's like, oh, this guy's, like, in, you know, hiding in the bushes somewhere with a camera. But TMZ gets everything, man. They get everything. By the way, the girlfriend apparently was in another car. I don't know if they were racing or whatever they were doing, but she got off with just a warning. It says here it's going 92 miles an hour. So
sounds like the Buffalo Bills in the early 2010s, racing.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is just, and I'm glad nothing happened from this, and it is just incredibly, incredibly stupid. A couple other texts coming in here about this one. The guy said, if his last name wasn't Sanders, would anybody even care? No, sir. Nobody would care if his last name wasn't Sanders. If it wasn't Shador Sanders, no, nobody would care. It would not have made TMZ.
Would not have.
I'm guessing a few people in Miami got pulled over yesterday for going 40 over. No, it does not make the news every single day, but still just not a great look for a rookie, because this is that time of year that that everyone gets afraid of, right? This is that time of year where it's like, all right, we got a few weeks until training camp. What do we have, Dan? About, what did we calculate it at? Like seven weeks till we get to training camp going.
This is the dead month.
Did we say yesterday, yeah, July 26th?
Yeah,
is when camp
like that
opens
you
up.
You got about, what, 6 weeks or so. This is the time that, like, you just want radio silence from your players. Now, the Dolphins have some interesting stuff coming up here. They have some contracts that they need to take care of. And they have a trade that they need to take care of with Jalen Ramsey. And we're starting to see some of these names sign some contracts here. As you heard in Trevor's update, Jair Alexander has signed. So he is off the board here. So we are starting to see some of these names sign. Now, it's interesting because Chris Greer had said, this was our time. You know, we were going to wait and see what, you know, there's going to be names out there. And we were going to, you know, sign guys late in this thing, and I don't know at this point who they're going to go after, but they do still have some holes to fill, and you have a couple of players that are not thrilled with their contracts right now. You need to figure out, and you do have a player in Jalen Ramsey who you got to get the hell out of here.
Yeah, it's pretty much done. Both sides are kind of split.
That thing has been Jimmy Butlered.
But, I mean, what are we doing in our secondary? I know you and Joe talk about it all the time. I think we just keep asking because we just need searching for answers.
I don't know. The Dolphins just seem to be laying low right now. I don't know what they're doing over there. I don't know. Maybe they have a plan. Maybe this is a rebuild, like Omar said.
Yeah.
You know, we'll find out.
Real quick, Jameis Winston's with the Giants. I was thinking Kenny Pickett. Jameis Winston, Kenny Pickett, same thing.
Oh, did you throw Jameis in there,
too? I'm sorry about that, yeah.
Who knows? Jameis has to be on, what, his 8th, 9th team by now?
Great player.
Saints, Jeez,
that guy
Bucks,
has been
Saints.
On a lot of teams.
But, yeah, maybe we're rebuilding without saying we're rebuilding if we're the Miami Dolphins. It just seems like last year, willy-nilly, we signed people, we extended people, happy team equals a winning team, and it didn't work out. Now, I don't get it, though. Because it seems like Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel are in win-now mode, but they don't seem to be acting like win-now mode. They seem to be planning for the future, which does that mean they maybe know something that we don't?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on over there. It'll be very interesting to see what they end up doing here before we hit training camp, because they do have some holes to fill, and they got a couple of contracts that they need to get straightened out, and they have a trade that they need to make. So there's a lot of stuff that needs to happen here in give or take about the next 6 weeks here for the Miami Dolphins. Let's see here. We get some texts coming in here. So shocking, a young guy speeds like nobody speeds on I-95 or 36 Palmetto. I know, Tommy. I know people do that. It doesn't make it right.
At 23 years old, you make mistakes. It's not the most grievous of mistakes, but at the same time, like you said,
that stuff tends to bother me more because I'm always driving around my kids in the car,
right?
And I hate when people are driving 100 something miles an hour and weaving into traffic and.
Yeah, but
it's dangerous.
The argument is this, too.
It's selfish.
You're Shedeur Sanders. You know you're under a microscope. So
that's it right
there. You need
to
have the wherewithal maybe to be like, let's just lay low. Let's, you know. And obviously he knew what he was doing because his girlfriend was going 92 right behind him. He was going 101. It's like you want a little more. You know the big-time great players? You never hear anything about them. It's, you know, Tom Brady never gets in trouble. Drew Brees never got in trouble. You'd hear, you know, good stories. They had the wherewithal, it just seems like. And I know 23 is a big difference between being 30, 35, 40 years old, but yeah, you know, you're hoping that, you know, he's mature beyond his years, but we'll see.
Yeah, it's tough. And you know what, man? Again, this to me is like why a guy like Cam Ward is so desirable, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know Shedeur Sanders. I don't know anything about him, and I'm not going to sound like one of those draft analysts who are like ripping him and, you know, ripping his character and stuff, but this is a dumb look. It's just a dumb thing to do. Yeah. And it's just, that's why, you know, Cam Ward, like, to me, the mental part of it is your quarterback have his, you know, his crap together. That's a big part of it because this guy is going to be essentially the face of your franchise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if Shedeur Sanders wants to be the face of the franchise, you can't be doing stuff like that.
Right.
Not a great look.
No.
It's just not a great look. Dan, here's a shout out to you, by the way. It said at 560 didn't have Dan Day, who would turn on the lights, Mr. 100 Hours. Dan, I think has made this his permanent residence. Essentially, you have your
tax man's going to come soon.
I know he has his trivia at night, and he's here all day every day. That's why we call him All Day Dan Day.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. You know, we have our shower here. We have some very large couches that could almost be made into beds. Lynn's been our boss. Lynn's been walking around kind of snooping, so I have to maybe hide my residence a little bit better. But yeah, no, I love being here, man. It's always great. And but getting back to Cam Ward, man. That's true. He is impeccable. And you know him better than I do. You kind of dealt with him more because you do pregame with the Miami Hurricanes and you're real close to the university. A leader of men, but at the same time, seems to be just, for lack of a better term, street term, he's got his stuff together.
Yeah, he absolutely does. I got to tell you, I have not been more impressed by a college athlete ever.
Really?
Than when he sat down with us at media, at the ACC media kickoff last year. And, he came on live with us. I got a chance to speak to him for a bit before he came on. And I mean, man, just talk about absolutely impressive person. And he showed it, man. He showed what he was made of throughout the season. And I think Tennessee got a stud.
Hey, look, if I'm a Tennessee Titans fan, I'm super stoked.
Yeah.
He's done it at every level, and he's proven it again and again and again.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up.
Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
As we talked, he had a wing tee offense in high school. That's why he wasn't recruited. He was running the wishbone in high school. Goes to an FCS school, Incarnate Word. Goes to Washington State, out on the West Coast, where maybe you don't get as many viewers because a lot of people here on the East Coast are done with football at that point. Then comes to Miami in 1 year, one and done, because that's his only year of eligibility, and almost darn near wins the Heisman Trophy. You think, with that past record, you think he's going to bomb out at Tennessee? I don't think so. I don't think he has it in him.
No, I think, and if this Dolphin season goes south, we'll hopefully have a team to root for up there in Tennessee. All right, we're going to take a pause here. Alex Solana, guy's been everywhere. He was on the ice for the championship celebration. He's going to be at the parade on Sunday, so a lot of Panther stuff to get to with him. And I asked him about Kevin Durant, because he's our resident Heat. Yeah. Guy here, he handles the Heat pre and post and all that stuff with Jax and Tommy and those guys. So we'll ask him about Kevin Durant and see if the Heat have enough to make a push at any of these guys that are out there here this off season. We'll take a pause. Solana joins us next on QAM. Hey, welcome back in here on WQAM. It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com, where we are joined by Alex Solana. He is the host, co-host of the Hockman, Crowder, and Solana program in the afternoons here on QAM. Solana, good morning. How are you, my friend?
What's up, guys? How's it going?
It's going, man. It's going. As you can hear, I am losing my voice. Dan Day seems to be getting his voice back.
I'm getting stronger.
It's been one of those weeks, man. It's been a championship week, and you've been a very busy man, as I see. Who let you on the ice after the game? That's my question.
Yeah, I just snuck on. I just snuck on. Yeah.
You got some great stuff out there, by the way. I am curious, though, what that was like, because I saw your video. You were walking through the tunnel. That had to be a pretty cool experience.
No, I mean, that was one of those moments. I had posted, you know, the next morning, Hollywood. This job is cool, right? Like, we're very fortunate, and we all bitch about things all the time. But, like, in the reality, you know, we get to wake up, you a little bit earlier than me, and talk sports every day. And, you know, you've done pretty much everything there is to do covering sports for WQAM Hollywood, and this was one of those moments for me. You know, I've covered Heat championship runs, even though they didn't win the title in 2023. I was a part of the broadcast. I don't know, man. Like, we can go through the list, but to be walking out onto the ice as the Florida Panthers have just lifted their second Stanley Cup was one of those, like, pinch me moments. Genuinely, like, yeah, that was really cool. It's also effing awesome how they do this, right? Like, in hockey, I mean, it's the only sport I can think of where, oh, guys just lifted the title, everybody rushed their like place of employment, don't wait for them to get back to the locker room, like, everybody rush the stage, everybody rush the ice to go talk to them. And it's just like raw passionate emotion with these guys who are all cool. Like, they just want to celebrate, they want to have fun, they all seem like really, really good dudes. And it was awesome, like, genuinely really cool.
I will admit, as a Panther fan, you know, we were talking about this yesterday. I go back to the era where they were giving away tickets at the door if you showed your Florida ID and you said you had never been to a game before. Like, I buy one, get one season tickets. Salon, I go back to those days, and it's almost still feels weird that we're talking about the Panthers being the dominant franchise in the National Hockey League.
Hollywood, my first job in radio was hired by 790 The Ticket as promo. I'm still in college at this point. I'm going back to 2015. My first job was to go to Panthers games and set up the 790 The Ticket tent and literally hand out free tickets. Ooh. I mean, we're talking about 2014, 2015.
Yeah.
I'm just handing out free tickets to other games. Like, think about that, right? Where this team, what they did, what Zito did to get to this point, truthfully, is remarkable. He traded a franchise leader, a cornerstone of the franchise for almost a decade. He traded him for some guy that I would bet Hollywood most of the fan base had never heard of up in Matthew Tkachuk. Mm-hmm. At least I hadn't. So like that people don't make those moves, and man, did it pay off, right? Like in a big, big way.
And it paid off with the guys on the ice the other night lifting the trophy. Solana, you were on the ice, and I know it kind of gets to be wild, kind of a melee and craziness, but were you in the moment realizing that the celebration, they let the guys who had never won the Stanley Cup handle it at first, or was it just too crazy on the ice at the time to realize what was going on?
No, I mean, that was cool. That was really cool. First of all the Tkachuks had elbow room hats on. So, like, there was absolutely no doubt, zero doubt about where the after party was going to be. That was pretty cool. But, no, I mean, that, like, you noticed that. Absolutely, you noticed that. The amount of people around Brad Marchand was insane. Because, you know, we all know Brad Marchand comes from Boston, played for the Bruins. That was a very controversial trade, highly talked about outside of South Florida. We know that, right? And then you're kind of around him. Like Bobrovsky has a decent sized group of people. Barkey has people around him. But all of a sudden, like you notice there's like this massive crowd around one guy, and it's Brad Marchand, like his family, and then a million reporters trying to get to him. It kind of puts into perspective like how big of a deal he is in the hockey world. But man, Matthew Tkachuk was on a mission, and that mission was A, to let everybody know what he had been playing with, and B, he wanted to get the hell out of there. He wanted a cigar in his mouth, and he wanted to get to the elbow room. Like the entire, we talked to Brady Tkachuk, his brother, rocking an elbow room hat. I asked Evan Rodriguez off the camera, like, where are you guys headed to? He's like, I have a pretty good idea. We're all going to be at elbow room in the next couple hours drunk. Nice. Yeah. So like everybody broke. I had a picture or a video of Lundy chugging beers with a dude in the stands who just handed him a beer. He's like, you want a beer? The guy threw him the beer, and it's on my social media. He's chugging the beer with the dude. So bro, these guys are awesome, man. Hollywood, like you think about, you know, the Heat winning the title when you were out there, they weren't going to let you in the locker room to celebrate with them. They weren't going to let you on the court or they weren't going to go celebrate with the fans, right? Like they got a room at Live or at 11, and they spent $10 billion. These guys are out there with the people, man. It's truly unbelievable.
So we were talking about this yesterday, and maybe the most incredible part of this is, and you brought up Marchand. I was going to talk about him, but every move that Bill Zito has made has worked, and we've been around a lot of franchises that every move hasn't worked, right? And you always bring in guys, if you think you're a title contending team, you bring in guys that you think can get you over the hump. And I used the example yesterday of the Heat bringing in Terry Rozier, right? You bring a guy like that in because you think, hey, this is a guy that can play at a high level. He can score. He can get you, you know, over that hump, right? He can help your team advance, you know, through the postseason. And it just didn't work. Everything the Panthers have touched has worked. I'm not even going to go down the list of Dolphins free agents that haven't worked, but everything they've done, I mean, it really is amazing. And the amount of, I don't want to say luck, but to win championships, you need everything to break your way. You got to have the health. You got to get the bounces. Like, it's all got to go your way.
Yeah, and look, even this year, right? I mean, bringing in Seth Jones and Brad Marchand, fine, right? Like, maybe the Panthers really, really benefited from two organizations that were just, you know, in a place where they could afford to make those decisions. Remember, like, the Blackhawks are paying part of Seth Jones' salary every year for him to be here.
That's got
to
sting.
Like it's insane. And then Brad Marchand, you think about, guys, the teams, the organizations that this Panthers team has either forced into rebuild mode, the Boston Bruins, right? Mm-hmm. Perhaps the Toronto Maple Leafs right now, this offseason. You know the Carolina Hurricanes are just like, man, we're toast. We're never competing with this team. The Tampa Bay Lightning, who were our daddies for years, literally aren't on the same class as us mm-hmm. anymore here in South Florida. Like, when you just think about that, it genuinely does remind me, you know, what we could be picturing here with all those guys that you mentioned and all the way that Zito and this team signed them. I mean, they're going to be here, the core guys, right? Reinhardt, Barkov, they're going to be here for the next couple of years. Matthew Tkachuk, hopefully Sam Bennett resigns, and who knows, man, Aaron Ekblad, if he takes a little bit less, that could open the door for Marchie to stay. I mean, we're literally in the midst of perhaps, you know, a legitimate lengthy dynasty, and it's because of those moves that Zito made. By the way, you bring up the Dolphins. I'm not going to do the thing where everybody's dunking on them because, man, social media has been giving the admin on Dolphins social, whether it's Twitter, whether it's Instagram, whether it's TikTok, effing hell, man.
Do I need to be reading the comments?
They can't post a single thing without everybody just clowning on them, man.
We have to do that in the 8 o'clock time. Hour. Maybe we'll read some of the comments on there. One of the other reasons I wanted to talk to you here this morning is because the Miami Heat need to make some moves, man. They are not a franchise that usually kind of hangs in mediocrity. Kevin Durant is the flashy name out there. We saw, you know, some of the recent moves, you know, the Desmond Bane move, which, you know, was... I couldn't believe what they gave up for that four, you know, unprotected firsts. Do the Heat, let's just cross this bridge here. Do the Heat even have enough to get Kevin Durant, even in the conversation?
Well, right now, it sounds like from all the reporting we're getting from Shams Charania and even here locally, Barry Jackson, it sounds like the Phoenix Suns are expecting a lot more of a hole for Kevin Durant. But guess what? It's just not happening right now. And from everything, you know, that we know, the Miami Heat and the Houston Rockets have been the most aggressive teams outside of Minnesota. But Kevin Durant made it pretty clear, yeah, I'm not moving to Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And there was even a report yesterday on ESPN that Anthony Edwards isn't going to try to recruit Kevin Durant. Like, he's just bowing out. He's not getting involved. So as of right now, yeah, like Houston, Miami, are two of the three teams that he wants to come to. And I think Phoenix was expecting Hollywood, you know, a decent amount of draft capital moving forward for Kevin Durant, and maybe, you know, a young player, exciting asset. And they're quickly realizing, like, that's not going to happen. The Miami Heat are not going to give up the farm mm-hmm. for Kevin Durant and picks. Like, it's not going to happen for a 37-year-old. I think he's 36 now. He'll turn 37 in September. At the back end of his career, who, by the way, missed the playoffs a season ago and, you know, missed a lot of time on the court. So, Hollywood, here's where I'm at with this. I think the Miami Heat should trade for Kevin Durant. I know there's a host of Heat fans who are saying this is stupid. Even Durant, Tyler, and Bam doesn't compete for a title. And look, maybe they're right, okay? Maybe that trio is not talented enough to go beat the likes of the Oklahoma City Thunder, to go beat the likes of the Denver Nuggets. But I'll tell you what, I'm watching the Indiana Pacers right now on a run, this magical run of the NBA Finals. Jason Tatum probably is going to be out the entire year next year. Mm-hmm. I don't think the Knicks are a legitimate organization, even if they made the conference finals for the first time in 25 years.
Have they gotten anyone
to
interview for that job yet?
Goodness.
Yeah,
Has anyone even interviewed?
They're still waiting on an answer from Paul Maurice.
Wow, good.
Yeah, yeah. Their only qualifications, the New York Knicks, are that you have to already have a coaching position. That is their only qualification. So,
here's my issue, looking at the East.
I'm looking at the East, and look, it's wide open. Yeah. And you're telling me Kevin Durant can't help you?
But that's my thing. Here's my issue: is does Kevin Durant impact winning? And I would argue that he does not. I mean, look, I get it. You want a star here. You got to sell tickets. You want fans to be excited about your team. But does he impact winning realistically?
I think he does. Look, I'm not saying that's a bad argument your side, because it's easy to show me what he did in Brooklyn. It's easy to show me how big of a dumpster fire it's been in Phoenix. I'm with you. I'm not telling you you're wrong, but I still think Kevin Durant can come here. He doesn't have to be a vocal leader. He doesn't have to be a guy who's going to put the team on his back every single night. He's joining a legitimate organization that is structured, that needs a boost offensively. And then, you know, you're a little bit closer, and then you try to start adding, you know, some other lateral moves that make you a little bit better, which is what Pat Riley talked about in the offseason. I think, because I know the Miami Heat are not doing a full reset, because I know the Miami Heat are not trading Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero to totally reset and try to do what the Thunder did over a span of, you know, a half decade or almost a full decade. I know they're not doing that. They don't operate that way. Mm-hmm. To me, Kevin Durant is a no-brainer. He improves your team. And I'm looking at an Eastern Conference right now that, in my opinion, is you know, capable of being taken over by a team like this that goes out and makes that splash.
Well, Solana, I want to thank you for hanging with us here this morning. And you keep up the good work in the afternoons, all right?
Yeah. Hey, Dan Day, go get my guy Hollywood a little emergency or something, man. He needs.
I actually feel okay. It's just that my voice is.
Where you been at the elbow
clearly
room?
Clearly leaving me at this point.
You're at the elbow room, throwing down Coors Light and ripping heaters for the last couple hours.
That's where I've been. You know me too well.
We had the pre-show meeting at the elbow room. You know, we figured that's the best prep. You know,
put Jimmy's cigarettes back, Hollywood. All right, guys. Yeah.
All right, buddy. See you later. Alex Solana, kind enough to join us here this morning. We're going to take a pause. 8 o'clock hour next on QAM.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.